Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 11th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you like what you're hearing in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial on marcustoday.com.au. And of course, it is all about community. We do have a fantastic Facebook discussion group, very well-behaved group, plus, of course, exclusive members podcast. And not least, of course, our core offering is the newsletter every day, which has recommendations, strategic portfolios, model portfolios, education as well, a big part of our offering. So love to have you on board as part of the community. In the meantime, let's head to the scores on the doors. And we did see the Dow Jones falling 422 points or 1.09% to 38,462. Why all this angst? Well, the CPI number came out last night and it did show that the US has made absolutely no progress on inflation, killing inflation for all of 2024. We did have a worse than expected, I guess, in some respects. The core CPI and the overall CPI, 3.5% year on year. Auto insurance was up a massive 22%. Shelter, one of the biggest components there, 5.7%. So not a good night for the US market. When you take out food and energy, that CPI, 3.8%, showing really no progress on inflation pretty much for the whole of 2024. Two in a row is a line, three in a row is a trend, as they say. So certainly not a good result there for the market. And we did see, of course, that sell-off in the Dow. We saw the sell-off as well across the board in the NASDAQ, which was down 0.84%, 136 points to 16,170. And the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, 0.95% down, 49 points or 5,161. The Russell 2000, shocker, not good news, 2.5% down, 52 points to 2,028. That VIX volatility index was up 5.5%. It was threatening to do that the other day, and it did it today or last night. 15.8, still not exactly pointing to a catastrophe. And when you put in context, I guess 422 points, 1.1%, given that we have had a meteoric rise since October. Certainly not the end of the world, but a worrying sign, especially given now the Fed heads are talking about those rate cuts. We've gone from 7 penciled in for 2024, now maybe 2 or 3. Larry Summers, the former Treasury head, came out and said that there is a case for rates rising, certainly with inflation rising, and also the US economy in such a good place at the moment. There is a case, certainly, for no rate cuts in 2024. So bear that in mind. Certainly that was borne in mind by the US 10-year yield, which rose to 4.546, busting through that 4.5 level. 18.4 basis points higher. Big, big day for the bond market. US 2 years back up to close to 5%, 23 basis points higher at 4.97. And the Aussie 10-year, 4.22%, up 10.1 basis points. So you can kind of see the big reaction that we saw last night in the bond market. Big sell-off there, yields rising. ASX SPY futures, of course, on the back of that, down 65 points or 0.82%. We had a better day yesterday, although it was a little ho-hum ahead of the CPI, and it looks as if there was good reason for it to be ho-hum. The resources still have been the place to be, up 0.64% yesterday, whereas banks were down 0.4%. Commonwealth Bank, the big mover and shaker there, which, interestingly, it fell 3.3% overnight in trade overseas. So keep an eye out on those bank stocks today. So although that CPI was worse than expected, it was not a huge amount worse. 0.4% in March, 3.5% from a year earlier. The Goldman Sachs chief economist has adjusted his firm's rate call to 2 cuts from 3 in 2024. He is now seeing the first rate reduction happening in July. We do have another piece in the jigsaw puzzle. Let's hope they haven't lost the picture on the box. Coming on Thursday with the March Producer Price Index. The economists, the boffins, are expecting wholesale prices to have grown by 0.3% in March and 0.2% when excluding food and energy. We also got jobless claims as well coming out from the US on Thursday. We too have CPI from China today, which will be interesting. That will be closely watched as well. All right, well, let's look at the stocks in the US. NVIDIA up 2%, a good performance from them, certainly helping that NASDAQ only falling 0.8%. AMD down 2.1%, Netflix up 0.1%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 0.6%, Tesla down 2.9%, reversing those gains from previous sessions. Amazonians up 0.2%, Alphabetti Spaghetti down 0.3%, Apple a day down 1.1%. percent there. US banks taking it hard last night on the back of that bond yield increase. Bank of America down 2.9, Wells Fargo down 1.1, Goldman's down 2.4, Morgan Stanley down 2.6. So I would expect to see Macquarie under a little bit of pressure. And overseas banks, Barclays were up 0.3, Deutsche up 2.4%, but the US, well, the UK market and European markets saw the Dow not with that CPI number. So we did get Stock 600 up 0.15%, FTSE up 0.3%. CBA, as I said earlier, down 3.3% in US trade. SQM down 1.8%. Avita Health down 3.5% as well. Bitcoin firmed up a little bit, up $545 to $69,709. And the Aussie dollar under pressure, 65.12 on the back of the US dollar index rising 1%. So US dollar stronger on the back of that CPI number. Overnight, of course, commodities had an interesting night on the back of that US CPI and the surging US dollar. We had Brent crude up 1.35%, $1.21 to $90.70 on the back of more problems in the Middle East and potentially Iran hitting back at selective targets there. WTI was up 1.1%, 94 cents to $87. Gold slipped, as you would expect. Higher yields, lower gold, down 0.84%, $19.80 to $23.32.8. In Aussie dollar terms, though, gold still holding up at near record levels. Platinum was down 1.9%, and LME copper down 0.4%, so not an awful lot of change there, but probably the London Metal Exchange didn't really see that CPI number. We had nickel up 1.1%, aluminium up 0.2%, zinc up 1.2%, lead up 0.6%, tin up 2.4%. Metals X will be happy. Iron ore, though, slipped a little bit, down 1.2%, and we had uranium coming off slightly. Lithium was up a little bit. We did see overseas BHP ADRs down 1.3%, Rio down 1.1%, Glencore down 1.1%, Freeport down 0.7%, Arcadium Lithium down 1.8%, Albemarle down 1.2%, SQM down 0.8%, Sigma up 0.6%, and oil and gas companies firmer, Shell up 1.4% there. In terms of our market, though, today, SPY down 65, as I said, but there's some big news around this morning. The biggest of the big is that NextDC is planning a $1.3 billion, quite a large rights issue, to say the least. This is a 1-for-6 entitlement issue at $15.40. They are experiencing record demand for data center services. Forward order book as of the end of December of 68.8 megawatts, which the company projects will convert into billings across FY25 to 29. Total revenue guidance as well is now 400 to 415, which is kind of where it was anyway. Underlying EBITDA 190 to 200. Capital expenditure 850 to 900. This is a company that spends a huge amount of money building new data centers, and it's looking for another $1.3 billion there. Avita Medical has downgraded its sales guidance to between 11 and 11.3 million for the March quarter. Previous guidance was 14.8 million to 15.6. The company blamed the result on slower than expected uptake of new product for burns victims. The investment platform NetWealth said its funds under administration surged $6.7 billion for the March quarter to $84.7 billion. That's $2.7 billion of inflows and $4 billion of market appreciation. So a pretty good number from them. We've also got out this morning EQT, which is issuing an outlook in presentation. Earnings growth for FY 25 and 26 expected there. And in other news today, Close the Loop. Not that anyone's interested in that one, so we move quite on there. Orcorp holder Perseus has increased its holding to 78.6%. It was at 74.9%. Origin Energy has appointed Tony Lucas as CFO. That's effectively the 1st of July. Northern Star Resources has reported preliminary Q3 gold sold of 401,000 ounces. Remains on track to deliver FY24 gold sold guidance of 1.6 to 1.75 million ounces there. So all-in sustaining cost guidance of 1810 to 1860 in Aussie dollar terms. That is a little bit higher than prior guidance of 1730 to 1790. So a little bit of an uplift there in costs. Westgold downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price cut there to $2.20 from $2.70. And in other news this morning, Downer EDI awarded a $320 million road maintenance contract. Perhaps they'll get round to fixing the potholes in our suburb. Maybe not. Vulcan Energy has begun maiden lithium chloride production at its new plant in Landau in Germany. They had a 14-odd% rise yesterday, so the market obviously getting ahead of that announcement. Ampol has been downgraded to sell from buy at Goldman Sachs. Target increase, though, to $38.30, which is slightly above where they are now. And that, as they say, is about it from me with the news first off this morning. Thanks very much for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, this free podcast, we'd love to have you along as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. In the meantime, expect a little bit of blood on your hands today. 64 points down on the SPY. We'll see how we go. But Chinese CPI will be interesting as well to watch. May the trading gods be with you. Back again this afternoon.